Hey guys, it's Chris here. Wanted to let you know that today's episode is powered by mybookie.ag. You go on over to mybookie.ag and put in the promo code TARPSOFFSEASON. That's S-Z-N or S-Z-N if you're in Canada, but it's not about the Z's. It's all about the cheese. We will give you a 100% deposit bonus on every dollar you deposit up to $1,000. You put in 20, you'll get 40. You put in 40, you'll get 80. You put in $69, you'll get $138. You don't just have to bet hockey. You can bet the NFL, MLB, NBA, presidential election, hot dog eating contests, you name it. You can bet it. And we're going to give you a 100% deposit bonus at mybookie.ag when you hit tarps off season, S-Z-N. That's tarps off season, S-Z-N. Now let's get to the episode.
This is Jerome McGinley, and you're listening to Get the Puck Out.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing?
Come on,
you good?
Come on.
I know you like that.
Bang, what's going on, guys? We're back for another episode of Get the Puck Out. I'm your host, Chris Mancuso, joined by Jack Gotzel. Jack, last night the Tampa Bay Lightning fed the Dallas Stars their lunch 5-2. Steven Stamkos returned. Like I said, he was like, we were feeling he was gonna, we knew he was close, but yeah, great to see, you know, I mean, I'm not a Lightning fan by any means, but seeing Stamkos get on the board last night, like, and ending up with, you know, putting the puck in the net was incredible. You know what I mean? Like just that moment for Tampa Bay, it felt like one of those like series turning moments, man. I think this might be done though.
It looks like it could be. I mean, that game all started with a bad neutral zone turnover from Heiskanen that he never makes those type of plays that'll kill his team.
You gave him yes. We were talking about him on yesterday's episode over on Sportscaster. We did it live and we were talking about we were just praising him.
Just, yeah.
We gave him the yips, buddy. No good.
And for it's a young player's mistake. And he is a young player. It just sucks that it happened to him in the Stanley Cup final of all places.
Yeah, man. Well, that's when, you know, young guys tend to make those mistakes. It happens, man. Last year's final, I remember Connor Clifton had like one of the most brutal turnovers I've ever seen. And it was like, yep, led right to a St. Louis goal going right in the back of the net. And it was like, yeah, exactly. Like that's the kind of shit that happens when young guys are in the playoffs. Palat continues to be a force for Tampa Bay. And obviously, Victor Hedman scores his 10th of the playoffs. Victor Hedman for the Conn Smythe, no?
Right now, I think he's the leader.
Yeah, he has to be. If Tampa Bay goes on and wins this, no one but Hedman can win that award.
Yeah, and if Dallas were to win it.
He's got 20 points, and he's just playing amazing defense, too. And all his goals are, like, he only scores big goals, that guy, man.
If Dallas does come back in this series, I think it's still up for grabs for Dallas, for depending on who wins it.
For sure.
That would be a tight race, and I could still see it going to Hedman. I wouldn't
be
shocked.
Yeah, I could see Hedman getting it in a loss, too. He's been fucking fantastic this playoffs. Holy shit. 20 points for the big fucking – and the thing is, he's a big guy and such a stout defender, too. Like, what a fucking player Victor Hedman is, Tampa Bay – have to be feeling good after that was a statement game last night for them by all accounts. And Steven Stamkos comes back into the lineup, scores a goal. Just that's incredible, man.
Yeah. And I got to talk about Kyle Howe's tweet. So Steven Stamkos came back. When does Tyler Seguin come back?
I like it. I like it. Kyle Howe loves firing the shade at Tyler Seguin. And I saw, did you end up getting that dog walk picture?
Yes.
I thought I saw that on Twitter. That was funny, too.
Oh, yeah. I put that out there.
Kyle O'Howe must have loved that.
He actually responded. So I put Braden Point on a picture of a guy walking a dog, and I put Torrey Krug's face on the dog. Kyle O'Howe replaced it, Braden Point's face with Zach Bogosian's. So both pictures are up there on Twitter.
Wow. He put Zach Bogosian's face on Torrey Krug? On Braden Point.
On Braden Point.
That's
funny. Walking, and then put the picture of Bogosian blowing past Krug.
I love that shit, man. I love when people put, like, you know, some memeing and some like photoshopped heads on things. Like, I'm a sucker for that stuff. I laugh every time I see it. So shout out on that photo, because that's true. I want to get into,
although one more thing about that game, it does look, unfortunately, like I might have been right in they brought Stamkos back too soon, because he did get injured again in that game, and it's unclear whether he'll be back for game 4.
Yeah,
it's like another lower body injury.
Yeah.
Probably the same one.
Yeah, man. It doesn't look good. And like we had said, everyone was saying he was 60-70%, and I knew that he was going to go for it and play in this series, but he didn't return in the second period. So, he did. Well, he went back to
the, and by the way, that's not gross.
He did go back to the bench, though, right? He did come back. Didn't he go back into the game?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, we'll see what happens with him the rest of the way this playoffs, because obviously you saw what he can do in the, like, just to come back and score in the first game like that. Like, that was absolutely incredible, man. And it was a nice play, too. He squeezed himself around the defender along the boards and just fucking beauty shot. He's so good, man. I forgot how good he was because he's been injured so much over the last couple seasons. He's always seems to be
Stamkos.
Like, I mean, they're having a hard time keeping him healthy. But I think, I don't know. I think that going forward here that the Dallas Stars are going to be in a lot of trouble. But I want to move this into the off-season kind of look ahead from the Stanley Cup final, which in my opinion is, I mean, I just find these games very boring. I don't know. I'm having a hard time getting, like, emotionally invested for some reason. I don't know if I'm hockeyed out because of all the bullshit we went through live streaming all the games or something, but, like, something's dead inside of me right now, man, and I need to figure it out. But the stuff that gets me excited is seeing what's going to go down this offseason with the flat cap and all the craziness. And it's like, oh, flat cap, teams are going to be looking to shed salary. It's like, yeah, but some teams are looking to shed salary to add salary, and that seems to be what McCrimmon's doing down in Las Vegas. Now, stuff is just so loud right now too. The insider guys and just like even just whispers all across the league have been going on about Vegas for a while. It started with them having potentially a contract in place with Robin Lehner.
Yeah, it looks like they probably will move on from Fleury in some way or shape or form.
Yeah, exactly. So if that's the case, I wonder if they're going to maybe keep some salary on Marc-Andre Fleury and then look to move him. Because if you get Lehner at that reported $5 million a year, you were paying Fleury, what, $8.5 million? So if they keep $2 or $3 million and you get Fleury, say you're the Edmonton Oilers or Flames, and you can get Fleury at like $5.5 million a year, that all of a sudden becomes a good option, in my opinion.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, so I think they have some flexibility there, but there are people starting to say as well that Stastny, Marchessault, or even Riley Smith could be moved out, and that they seriously want to take a run at Alex Pietrangelo. They think that they're missing that one piece on their defense that'll put them over the hump between being, like, you know, always a playoff contender since they've been in the league, but they want to become Stanley Cup champions. And I think they believe that Alex Pietrangelo can lead them alongside, like, guys like Shea Theodore and that on the back end. So we'll certainly see what goes down. But it sounds like, by all accounts, that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to take their shot at Pietrangelo.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. And honestly, they can lose a piece from that offense because they're so deep up there.
Oh, for sure.
It would just balance out their team to give up a forward and to add a real premier defenseman.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would take them into the next level, and I think that McCrimmon understands that. And when, you know, it's not every day you can get an Alex Pietrangelo and not have to give up any assets for him. So, you know, everybody's going to shoot their shot. I think the Leafs will shoot their shot. I think the Calgary Flames will shoot their shot. I think Calgary, with Hamonuk and Brody being gone, are certainly going to be looking at the defensive half of their ice. And I imagine they'll be making some sort of investment, whether it's UFA or the trade market, to bring that back and, back up to that dominant place they had it a couple seasons ago, because, you know, Mark Giordano's getting old in Calgary, buddy. He's what, yeah. 30, yeah, you know, so they got to kind of get ready to prepare for life after him. We'll see what happens. The Arizona Coyotes now, they're coming out and kind of refuting the reports that have been everywhere, including from what sounded like people in their organization even saying it, that there's like this dire financial situation there. And they're, you know, apparently they've called OEL and personally told them that they're not looking to move them. So we'll kind of monitor that, because I saw their GM came out and said, oh, they must be creative to sign Taylor Hall. It's like, I don't see any way for them to get Taylor Hall.
No.
Apparently that's what – I just think they're trying to save some face here.
I think Uncle Gary might have stepped in and said, hey, you can't say your financial situation.
Yeah, maybe Uncle
Mr. Gary. Mr. Bettman.
Yeah, well, you know, the league was carrying them for so long, right? So he definitely has some vested interest, I'm sure, somewhere down the line. But Hall scored 52 points in 65 games with the Coyotes this year. Looked like a pretty good fit there, all things considered. I mean, it would be good to see them not have to blow up that team, because I thought their rebuild was kind of on the right path.
I agree.
You know, they made quick work of the they did the Nashville Predators pretty, like, it didn't even look that close at times between those two teams, which was very surprising.
Yeah, Kemper looks like a good goalie, too. I would be that's not a guy I would want to move if I'm Arizona.
I know, but, I mean, Aiden Hill gets the one-way contract.
Yeah.
They got – what's his name there, too? Antti Raanta is there as well. And then you have Kemper. Like, one of Raanta or Kemper is going. So, we'll see.
I would move Raanta.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I would, too, right? But it's like, are they just planning on going with the Hill-Raanta split? Because I think with the league coming next year – probably going to be in like a weird bubble situation again, where there's like multiple bubbles and they play. Like, I think teams are really going to have to rely on two goaltenders. And I think like goalie by committee is going to become a big thing. And I think you'll see it in Toronto as well with Jack Campbell. And I think they'll move on from Freddie Anderson and grab another kind of, you know, even if they get like a Mrazek back in a deal like that, you know what I mean? And kind of roll with two goalies like that in order to invest on their defense. I could see that as well. I could see that becoming a popular play for teams.
Yeah. I mean, Toronto's like more screwed by this flat cap than anybody. They got to figure it out over there. They got to make big changes. And I don't think they want to do it. I think that Nylander's just got to go at this point. They just got to bite the bullet in. Because they're not going to move Marner. I know people. That's like people's favorite creative thing to say. Yeah,
no, I know.
They're not doing that.
He's a top 15 player in the NHL. He's a good player, man. He had a kind of a subpar last year. So, you know, they're not going to move Marner coming off of a year where he had some injury problems. He was still great. He still had like 60-something points in 59 games or whatever it was. But and was still second on the Leafs in scoring. But, yeah, he had a down year considering he was, what, 94 points the year before or whatever. We'll see what happens in Toronto, man. It's going to be a very interesting offseason there. You know, Freddie Anderson is entering the last year of his contract. I don't think Kyle Dubas believes he's the guy. You know, you look at elimination games across his entire NHL career, 0-8. You know, I don't think the Toronto Maple Leafs have always played the best defense in front of them, but come on.
Definitely not.
You got to steal one, though. Like, yeah. Most premier goalies would have stolen you one.
That's true. It's a fair point.
Like, Matt Murray did it in Pittsburgh. You know, like, guys have done it, but Freddie Anderson hasn't. So when people are like, why would they go after Matt Murray when they got Freddie Anderson? It's like, well, he's younger. Probably going to be relatively the same price as what Anderson's on now, which is just over $5 million a season. They would, you know, they end up getting a commitment from a guy that, you know, their GM is comfortable with. He had him in Sault Ste. Marie. We'll see what happens, man. There's a lot of moving parts to go on this offseason. And by all accounts, things are already picking up. Teams are already positioning themselves for moves. And certainly we're in for it, man. Like, I just keep dreading those days where we're going to be just getting hammered with blog after blog after blog. That's honestly, like, I'm having nightmares about it. I think this offseason is going to be so goddamn. But I also love it, too. Like, it fires me up, but, like, it's going to be fucking fast and furious, I think. Tokyo Drift.
I think it's going to be pretty crazy.
I think it's
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah,
yes.
I think it's gonna be fucking the Tokyo Drift offseason, dude. That's what I'm naming this episode, dude. Fucking NHL offseason, fucking Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift. Fucking love it. Anything else we have to bring up?
It's gonna be mostly trades.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be a lot of trades, a ton of trades. I saw that Marc-Andre Fleury did do an interview today. I just am picking it up now. He said that he wants to stay in Vegas and he wants to end his career there and that he doesn't plan on asking out. So that situation is getting, that's going to be an ugly ending. I think. I don't see how that ends up like in a good,
yeah,
given who the player.
Well, it had an ugly beginning with that.
The dagger through
agent
the heart.
Putting that picture. Yeah. That's saying he got stabbed in the back. That's tough.
That is tough, man. That's a tough statement because, I mean, Robin Lehner's such a fucking great goalie too. It's like, I don't know, man. Fleury wasn't having the best season and they thought, you know, that he wasn't going to be able to carry them through, and Lehner got them to the Western Conference Final, but he wasn't able to carry them through. I'm not saying it would have been a different series. I don't think anybody was stopping Dallas on that little tear they were on there. So regardless of who was in net, it didn't matter, but we'll see what happens the rest of the way. It's fucked up, man. Like, I can't believe just how fucking fast and furious it's gone.
Yeah, we thought we had a trade yesterday, but turns out we don't.
Yeah, that's right. Patrick Hornqvist looked to be on his way to the Florida Panthers. NHL.com's Kevin Weeks came out and reported that the deal was done. Now, when he came out and reported that the deal was done, a couple things happened. A, there was an issue with, I believe, Hornqvist's contract being able to be covered by injury for insurance policies. Like, so that way, if he got hurt, they wouldn't have been able to cover the entire, like, salary, meaning that the owner, if he gets hurt, would have had to pay him out of pocket, right? And nobody's trying to do that. They want their contracts fully guaranteed. There's some issue there. And secondly, apparently, according to Darren Dreger, he was on the radio this morning, and he said that apparently Hornqvist found out from that tweet. So that tweet came out from Kevin Weeks before any of the players were even notified or spoken to, because he has a no movement clause, right?
Yeah.
So apparently that rubbed him the wrong way, and he started getting a little hesitant about waiving the no trade. So,
but would you want to stay in a place that's trying to move you?
No, see, now I would want to get the fuck out of there, because you tried to just get rid of me. You tried to just send me off like a scumbag and didn't even let me kind of be involved in the process. I mean, if you're looking to move Patrick Hornqvist, who's been on the team for 6 years, I mean, goddamn, you think he would go to him and say, hey, are there any markets that are off limits that are going to be for your no trade? Like, you don't just up and send the trade through and have like NHL.com guy. Like, Weeks isn't releasing that unless, you know, it's been submitted, I would imagine. So, like, I don't understand how that even happened, but especially working for NHL.com, you're working for the site that is the league. Like, that's the league, basically. Like, I don't understand how the fuck that happened. But whatever happened, Patrick Hornqvist obviously did not like finding out on Twitter, and I can't blame the guy for not liking that, too. I think that there should have been more respect there. But here's another thing, if you're the Pittsburgh Penguins, like, if you're the fans, you got to be happy. What the fuck were they thinking? They were going to have $8 million tied up in Jack Johnson and Mike Matheson. What?
We mean the Penguins.
Yeah, the Penguins. I'm sorry, the Penguins. Sorry, I'm sorry. The Penguins were going to have Jack Johnson and fucking Matheson at $8 million combined. Like, that's not a winning formula. What's Jimmy Rutherford doing down in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. He's got to be on drugs. His moves make no sense.
Yeah, man, it was a very, very, very strange move that only freed up like $1 million and like put them in like a worse situation with the guy's contract, in my opinion.
Oh, the guy's contract's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's brutal ass, man. I don't know what they were thinking of, why they think he's going to go there and all of a sudden turn into this much better player. And then like to move a guy like Hornqvist too, who has done so much for that organization without even telling them and having it come out on Twitter. No doubt he threw that trade off the rails. He's probably like, fuck them. But I imagine now they'll still be looking to move him. I just don't know if it ends up being to Florida or not.
Yeah, and Hornquist's contract, I believe, is 3 more years. And he's got about 2 or 3 more years left in the tank. So he's not on, like, a terrible contract or anything.
No, what does he make? 5.8 or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, something around
probably
there.
Probably like $1 million too high now, but like,
yeah,
he's done a lot for the organization. He's been there for 6 years. I think he's always been a pretty character guy for them. So I know the fans, in the Pittsburgh fans that I know on Facebook and talk to, and I have a couple groups that I'm in, they were fucking pissed about that trade. So I think there's a lot of relieved Pittsburgh Penguins fans today.
I would agree with that.
That's it. That's it. Okay, buddy. Well, you know what? There's not a whole hell of a lot of news yet today. We'll be back tomorrow with Get the Puck Out. I'm Chris Mancuso. You can find me on Twitter at CMancuso9797. Jack, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack Gotsell, JACKGOTSELL.
Beautiful, buddy. Thanks for dropping by. Take care.